Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like within the last year or so, if anything, the most chatter that comes out about award shows is always about the host, whether the host did a good job, whether their jokes were tone deaf or right on point. Nikki Glaser got so much praise just for simply doing her job at the Golden Globes that they were like, bring her back next year.
Because she was funny.
She was funny.
She was funny.
She did hilarious. Her job. But it's funny. It's like, that's the bare minimum. You're like just waiting for someone to crack a joke that's not going to offend like a massive group of people or is actually going to hit with the audience that's watching. So the other night, it was the ESPYs and they had Shane Gillis, comedian Shane Gillis, perform as the host for the ESPYs. And he's getting some mixed reviews, both from the crowd and also from people online, because some of his jokes were incredibly controversial.
When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. One of the nominees for best team is the Dallas Cowboys. No, I'm joking. Obviously, Dallas sucks. Go Birds.
I like that one.
Watching the audience is so interesting because you can just see there are so many people are like, do we laugh at that? I don't know if we can laugh at that.
I think he hit, in my opinion, as I was watching it, he hit about 50% of the time. It wasn't great. It really wasn't great at all. But you also have to remember now, here we are living in a society, Logan Paul or Jake Paul, I'm quoting him again. The name of the game is not to be liked anymore. It's to be known. So it doesn't matter. So even if he crashes, it's still good for his career.
I also feel for comedians in that position to try to do a monologue in that environment with the way we are today as a society. It's tough, man. You know, you damned if you do, damned if you don't. I thought he had moments that were funny, and then the crowd was awkward about it. Like you said, they don't know, do I laugh, do I not laugh? It's a tough gig to be a comedian today, and it shows in every time that somebody tries to do a monologue on one of these award shows.
Well, because they want you to appeal to the masses. They want you to appeal to as many people as possible, and you're going to screw yourself doing that, right? Like if you try to please everybody, the only person you're going to end up probably pissing off everybody at the same time. So it's one of those, I mean, if I got asked to host an award show like that, not that that's ever going to happen, but if I did, I don't know if I would do it just from the pressure of it and trying to make it work.
Well, the people you're roasting are right in front of your face also. I could do it in the cowardly way, when they're not there, but when they're right in front of your face. The bottom line is just be funny. Ricky Gervais, funny. Nikki Glaser, funny when she hosted. Across the board, great. It's just weren't funny.
Yeah, and I think he pushed the envelope a lot, which a lot of people felt uncomfortable about. So, I mean, it's a tough gig. Like you said, you have to appeal to the masses. All right, Akon, he is opening up about a $6 billion project that he has been talking about in Senegal that he's been wanting to do. He's calling it Akon City, where he wants to build a city that is worth $6 billion. It's been delayed. People are like, what's going on with this city that you say that you're going to build? And he says that the project is still moving forward.
The Akon City project is under attack.
Okay.
The impact that it's going to do for Africa is kind of shaking up a lot of agendas. So you're going to see a lot of misinformation on the internet. And I would advise that you know that it's untrue. But for the most part, the project is a city, so it's not going to stop. It's continuing. This building right here, you know how long it takes to build this one building?
Is this why he's not on stage? Is this why his twin brother keeps getting up on stage and performing for him? He's too busy trying to build the next Dubai.
Maybe. Between that and I think he has, what, three or four wives? He's a busy man.
Yeah.
It's giving Fire Festival, but I hope I'm wrong.
Does this mean we need to bring back the bit where, you know, I know how you have Burtopia. I think I have either Christown or Christenville or something like that. Mo, didn't you have
Mokondo.
An eye?
Mokondo.
Mokondo.
So good.
That's right. So maybe we do, and I'm sure there's some new laws and rules that we would like to institute in our cities that we have built in our heads.
If you have your own country,
yes,
or your own city,
mm-hmm,
what are the three rules? Because it's not a democracy. You just go ahead and you make the rule. Yeah, we should bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
You're on The Burt Show.
The cheesy headline would read, Cold Busted at Coldplay.
Oh, wow.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
No one, and I repeat, no one, was having a better day yesterday than any of the employees in the tech startup astronomer group chat. This is hysterical. People are saying that they need to label this as getting Coldplayed now. So this all happened at a Coldplay concert in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, invited fans to partake in something called the Kiss Cam. We all know the Kiss Cam. It's a legendary thing done at sporting events where they go around and they show couples who are looking all romantic. Let's say they're in their late 40s, early 50s. There's a man wrapping his arms around a woman and they're holding each other. And then immediately when the cam gets on both of them, the guy ducks out of the camera, the woman covers her face, and this is how Chris Martin reacts.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Nailed it! Which, haha, la funny. Oh, I wonder if they're having an affair. So yeah. The internet sleuths quickly found out that this is AI data tech startup CEO from Astronomer. His name is Andy Byron. He's married and he's wrapping his arms around the head of HR, Kristen Cabot. She's recently divorced, which is, I guess, a positive. So it's not technically a full on affair.
Did you say the head of HR?
Head of HR.
So she calls her, they call her the CPO, the chief people officer.
Okay.
But she's HR.
So is there HR for HR? Like, who does she go to now?
And then like more stuff is rolling out because they get busted and then there's a woman facing the camera and she never turns around, right? And she's just got her cheek in her hand and she's just like, she's a new hire that recently got promoted.
Oh, really? And she's stuck in the same area or the same box?
Right next to them.
Okay. So she knew what time it was.
Uh-huh. So now there's more stuff rolling out. And like, listen, I was all up in this business yesterday. I mean, you could not escape it. The memes, the GIFs, it was everywhere. Every time you scrolled, you'd hear a Coldplay song starting over and over and over again.
My favorite one was somebody that AI'd in a sign that the guy was holding that just said, "We're boning."
And of course, like it was a pile on, dude. Oh my gosh, it was insane to see like how quickly it blew up. And this too shall pass. But I couldn't help but wonder, like, that dude's wife and his family. Ugh.
No, are you
what
kidding me?
Going through
that divorce settlement, about to go crazy. Have you seen all the memes where it's like, "Mom, how did we get so rich?" Well, your dad cheated on me at Coldplay. I got 50% in the divorce.
What's funny about this to me is the video I saw was like 125 million views or something like that, right? Damn. And I really feel like if they would have just acted normal,
yeah,
this wouldn't have happened.
Well, then it would have been handled internally, probably. But I am guessing at some point over the next 48 hours. hours, he and his wife come out and say, hey, we have been separated for a while. You guys didn't know that part of the story and it has been exposed, if it's true or not.
He's already released a statement.
Oh, what does he say?
Yeah, he released a statement and it's like blah, 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 apology, blah, 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 talking about like his company deserves like a better leader. His wife deserves a better husband. But it's the last sentence where he kind of attacks all of us for this going viral and that his very personal, like his personal matter has become public. Mm. And I'm like, bruh, mm-hmm. you took your personal matter to a sold out Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
Like you're going to have to take accountability. You were literally canoodling with her in a suite on the balcony in front of everybody. Like you made it. But the way he ended it, it was actually a half decent apology as far as addressing it. But then that last paragraph, if Abby has it or can read it in the next eBuzz, he basically is like, it's your all's fault for making this go so public.
It's deflecting. I mean, take some responsibility for your own actions. At first, I thought it was a setup, like it was a total hoax, because most of the time, 90% of the time, when you are watching things that go wrong on a kiss cam mm-hmm. or at a stadium, when there is a proposal that goes wrong and the woman says no, and then she runs out, those are all fake. They are all set mm-hmm. up in advance, if not recorded. So what you're seeing on those kiss cams isn't even there when they go wrong. So I thought maybe at first that was a big old joke, but no scam.
Well, Coldplay couldn't have designed a better marketing plan for their tour.
Right. Not that they needed it, considering right. it was sold out.
The Burt Show.
Couple of minutes here, we'll get into entertainment buzz. I'm guessing we're talking about this mm-hmm. Coldplay debacle.
Yeah, there's an apology that's circulating the internet, but we're going to decide whether or not it's actually genuine or real.
Dude got busted yesterday at the Coldplay concert for cheating on his wife. We'll get into it in a second. So I tried to do something nice yesterday, but I think I offended somebody.
Oh, no good deed goes unpunished kind of thing?
It wasn't even unpunished. I just could feel the uncomfortableness and maybe I overstepped my bounds, but my intent was good. So I'm picking up meds yesterday, right? And by the way, today is the first day that I have taken ADHD medication. I don't want to get into it, but the first day I'm on it. So I go to pick it up yesterday. And while I'm standing there and I'm waiting for my prescription, there's a dude in front of me, kind of a country dude. It looks like he might be in his late 60s, early 70s. Just to give you kind of a description, kind of bald on top, but long hair on the back of it. He's got like a flannel shirt on. He's in jeans too. And it's what, 98 degrees yeah. outside. So he's a good old boy. Definitely a good old boy. And although I'm, 5 feet behind him, I can hear the conversation going on. I don't know what kind of meds he's getting, but the part of the conversation I did pick up on is that he wasn't cleared to get his meds by insurance until August 5th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he had some other meds to pick up. So he goes to the side and he's waiting. And I just, there again, that voice in my head just started saying, man, it's August 5th. If I could just pick up that guy's meds for him, that might make his day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after I get my meds, he's still waiting for his, and he's sitting in a chair waiting for his all by himself. He's got AirPods in, and I go on over to him, and I sit next to him, and he's looking straight forward. And I say, excuse me, no response whatsoever. So I put my hand up, and I was greeted by a, yeah. I'm like, yeah. But I'm also thinking, like, maybe he's really upset he's not allowed to get his meds. And I said, I didn't mean to, overhear your conversation, but I heard that you couldn't get some meds until August 5th. And if that's the case, I would like to pick that up for you. And there's silence. He's still looking forward, never looks at me. I got to get his inflection right. I'm good. And that was it.
Okay.
But he was irritated. Mm. More than anything else. And then I just walked away and I thought, did I just offend that guy? Like, did I overstep a bound?
No, I don't think you. I mean, here's.
Like, is he thinking, like, what? I came, yeah, like, I got to wait until August? Like,
okay. You are making a lot of assumptions, sir.
Yeah. I guess because I wouldn't have reacted that way, I probably would have said thanks, but I'm good. Yeah. He was just like,
he might have already been irritated.
Yeah.
That's, you have to remember every interaction you have with somebody, you don't know what's going on in their personal life. Right? That does not give anybody a reason to treat anybody poorly, but also you can't take everything personally.
Right. And he wasn't treating me poorly. He was just, he's probably irritated that he couldn't get his match or what have you. And then this stranger's coming up.
He's got his earbuds in, which is the telltale sign.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Alone.
And what did you do?
I interrupted his Skynyrd.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It was the kiss cam scene around the world that made people at home question, is love even real? There was a CEO and the head of HR of a tech startup out in Boston, canoodling at a Coldplay concert, a sold out Coldplay concert. One of them is married. The CEO is married. He's got his arms wrapped around the head of HR. And when the kiss cam comes up on the screen and showcases them, they immediately duck, cover their faces. And Chris Martin is like, well, something suspicious is happening.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
The way he melted down, I mean, they could not have looked any more guilty if they wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Like, people have taken, like, just, like, clipped it step by step of their reaction of, like, realizing they're on the Jumbotron. Their love is showcased to everybody. And then the look of, and then him melting down, and then her hands over her face, and then turning around from the camera. I'm like, man, y'all screwed yourselves.
If you don't believe in karma or you don't believe in the universe, are you kidding me? In a stadium filled with 55 to 60,000 people, the kiss cam comes up and it's on the one couple, well, not the one couple, the one couple we know of having an affair in front of everybody. You don't believe in karma?
I want to know what his wife has done in this lifetime to make her God's favorite, because God was looking out for her.
How long have they been doing kiss cams at concerts? I didn't even know that was a thing. Has that been a while?
I don't often see it at a concert. You see it at a sporting event quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it at a concert before.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, it depends on what the artist is going for, because I know, like, I know Charlie XCX will put people on hers so they can do like the TikTok dances. So there's different reasons for them to put fans on the Jumbotron. Mm-hmm. But Coldplay has so many like romantic songs that when they're having like a romantic. By the way, if you've never seen Coldplay in concert, you are freaking missing out.
They're amazing.
They are phenomenal.
My brother has seen them like 7 times in concerts. Like, he has flown out to different cities because they're that good. And clearly it was a great concert because it was totally sold out. So, you know, you're showing up to this very public venue, and then you are blasted. You're fair, blasted on the kiss cam. And now people are wondering, what is the response going to be from these two people? Because again, she's the head of HR. This is a little bit of a company no-no. And he is married. He is a married man with children. And so there's this apology that has been circulating the internet. I'll sum it up for you real quick. It says, I want to acknowledge the moment that's been circulating online and the disappointment it's caused. What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, family, and the team at Astronomer. You deserve better from me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader. This is not who I want to be or how I want to represent the company I help build. I'm taking time to reflect, to take accountability, and to figure out the next steps, personally and professionally. I ask for privacy as I navigate that process. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones.
He didn't write that.
And I will try to fix you.
He didn't write that.
No way.
No, he didn't. It's a fake apology. It's a fake apology circulating the internet. This man has not spoken out. The coward.
All right. So if this happens, like, do you address it or do you just bury yourself and wait for this storm to pass?
I said it earlier this morning. I really feel like at some point he's going to say, my wife and I have been separated for a while. It's not official yet. So I'm not having an affair. She's dating. I'm dating. Something like that is going to come out.
And what's the fallout from work?
I don't know if I would go home or back to work. I might just disappear.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, man.
I did see one article, though. People were coming out talking about how horrible of a boss he has been at this place he worked at before. And they are roasting him online.
Yeah, and I'm guessing a guy like this that gets busted so publicly, I'm just going to assume this isn't the first affair he's had. If he's that bold about it in public, I'm just kind of assuming, maybe wrongly.
As cozy as they looked?
Yeah, that's
a safe assumption.
I don't know, man.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A legendary late night talk show is coming to an end after the network shockingly canceled it. This has everything to do with Stephen Colbert dropping a bombshell the other night where he brought the news that he found out very recently that they will not be returning after May of 2026.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings.
Of course, he broke the news that the show is getting canceled, but he also broke the news that he's not getting replaced. The franchise is coming to an end.
Not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. I wish somebody else was getting it. The folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, and it's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
We're going to lock in.
Y'all ready?
Let's go.
I do think it's interesting that just days prior to that show, Stephen Colbert had blasted CBS's parent company, Paramount, for settling a $16 million lawsuit. So it is a little shocking that the most watched late night television show for 9 straight years is just kind of suddenly getting the axe.
Yeah, I don't know that has anything to do with it. It might. But here are the facts that broadcast TV watching is down so much. It's at the worst it has ever been statistically. This show is no different. And it costs a lot of money to produce a talk show like this. So when you're doing the sheer, it's just the game has changed. You know, online, streaming, and TV. I think you're going to see a lot of these cuts and a lot of changes. And I think this is just another one to sort of fold. But the economics don't work for the networks anymore.
All right. So, because again, I watch clips. We don't stay up that late because we got to get up really, really early. So everything I get is in like small digestible chunks on social media the next day. So you have Kimmel, you have Fallon, and you have Colbert who are all on the same time. And you just said that CBS, Colbert, The Late Show, they have the highest ratings.
The most watched late night show for 9 straight years.
And that's the one that's coming to a close.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
There's still the numbers on it, while the best, are still not like completely great when you break them down. And I don't know the economics. I don't know how much it costs to run shows like this. But I do know, as somebody that runs a show on a much smaller budget and on a much smaller scale, the economics of TV and the economics of radio are just different than they used to be, man.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I feel like there would still be a place for Colbert on Paramount Plus, which would be, I'm assuming, the streaming service that CBS would use, considering Paramount's the parent company. And people are still watching TV. I mean, like, you go on Netflix and it's like Love Island. People cannot stop watching Love Island. But the difference between Love Island and a show like Colbert is that you can watch Love Island anytime you want on your streaming platform. So I do think it is a little bizarre that it's still getting the axe, despite the fact that I still think people would watch it on a streaming platform. Okay, in some salacious relationship news, Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen have officially finalized their divorce, but it's not coming out without some drama. So they've been in this legal battle for a couple of years now. And so since it got finalized this week, she threw a little bit of shade on her social media where she posted like what I would consider a Pinterest slogan. You know, when you see like those Microsoft Paint boxes and people will put some kind of random quote in it that girls can share on their Instagram story. So this is what she shared on her social media. She said, for all those men, well, the quote that she reposted said, for all those men who say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Women realize it's not worth buying an entire pig just to get a little sausage, throwing a little bit of shade at Sacha Baron Cohen. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.